This is Guilherme Feitosa de Almeida, Senior Lecturer in Music Theater at Baylor University. I'm here with this week's edition of Likely Stories. You may recognize the name Lucille Clifton as one of the major American poets of the late 20th and early 21st century in the genealogy of Langston Hughes, Sonia Sanchez, and Nikki Giovanni. Perhaps you may recognize her poetic personality in the mainstream inspiration of Miss Clifton, the high school English teacher of the animated TV show Family Guy. Readers flocked to the poetry of Clifton for spiritual relief, for sharp social and political critique, for reverberating musicality, for wit and humor, and certainly for a mastery of the economy of language. She condensed powerful emotional impact into often brief, nevertheless dramatic forms. Clifton's poems explore the intimacy of personal trauma and the urgency of global tragedy. My first encounter with Lucille Clifton was through her poignant The Book of Light, a collection of poems in three parts, Reflection, Lightning Bolt, and Splendor. To me, reading The Book of Light was a form of truth-telling and truth-witnessing. Clifton sometimes uses the rhetoric of prayer itself. She often wrestles with the big questions about the nature of God and the afterlife by making ordinary the scriptural figures that populate her writing. I returned to Lucille Clifton last year in preparation for my work with Transformation Waco's after-school academies. Clifton uses a powerful metaphor about children in literature, which she borrowed from Rudine Sims. All children need mirrors and windows. Mirrors in which they can see themselves, windows through which they can see the world. I think that all adults as well need mirrors and windows. Now that seems to me obvious. American children's literature ought to mirror American children. However, there are some children in our culture who have only seen mirrors. Some only have seen windows. For Lucille Clifton, whatever the case may be, that exclusivity is a disadvantage. For the early weeks of the spring semester, our Transformation Waco students engaged with Clifton's short stories, illustrating the journey of Everett Anderson. During the first 5 years of the series, Clifton's idea was to represent Everett's world as one where the threat of unhappiness is kept at bay completely by the mother's love. Between 1970 and 1983, Clifton published 7 award-winning books for young readers, where we meet Everett Anderson, who encounters everything from friendship to grief. Her first book in the series, Some of the Days of Everett Anderson, introduces the character who is 6 and lives with his mother. The father is mentioned as being absent, missed, but the reason for the absence is perfectly ambiguous. Her last book in the series is Everett Anderson's Goodbye. We learn in this book that the absent father is dead, but the book does not say where or how. Everett goes through the classic 5 stages of grieving, which frame the storytelling. In the end, life goes on. Love doesn't stop, and neither will I, says Everett Anderson.
Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. You can listen to this and other past episodes of Likely Stories at kwbu.org.